This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed.
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the Blunt Object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. I don't know why this keeps popping up in front of me. I don't hate computers. I just don't like them that much sometimes. Now, I've been ranting and raving about Republicans. And allow me to rant and rave some more. I don't know why it says that message could not be sent. It should have been sent. Right now we have Jeff Flake, who is now joining Bob Corker and the political gimp box of America. And maybe our betters in the Grand Old Party should reflect on how two of their own came to this sorry end. Well, first thing, boys and girls, there's this thing called loyalty, and out in America way, we kind of expect that. You D.C. dwellers could investigate that concept in depth, not only in order to improve your characters. You guys love babbling about character, don't you? But to save your useless hides from the electoral accounting that is most surely coming. I'm going to do you solid. I'm going to break it down in very simple terms so you don't have to get one of your minions to explain the big words. Stop taking sides with the enemy against us, or we're going to throw you out of your nice, comfy offices. Is that good enough for you? Is that clear? Crystal? Let's understand what loyalty is and isn't when it comes to our elected officials. Loyalty is not a requirement for slavish agreement or utter acquiescence. Those who either don't want to be loyal or wish to excuse it in their favored polls will often try to tell you that that's what we normals expect in order to evade the real issue. But that claim is a bunch of junk. It's baloney, and used baloney after having been eaten by a male cow. Debate and argument are vital. Criticize Trump's actions if you feel they deserve criticism. Criticize the man if you think he falls short. Ted Cruz does, and we dig him for that. But you need to be loyal to the people who sent you to Washington. We're not going to tolerate you taking sides with people who hate us. What is inexcusable are alleged Republicans going into leftist media outlets to trash the base by sanctimoniously adopting the lying leftist narrative about us and then basking in the loving leftist limelight of their new leftist buddies temporarily bestowing it upon them, the love, the adoration. Oh, we like you a lot. McCain pioneered that move. Though he's kind of the sideshow Bob of mavericry now, he'll go through a period of leftist love, then do something remotely conservative like run for president. And his leftist lovers will turn on him, and he'll stand there with those hurt feels and a rake mark on his sad face wondering, what happened to all my new bestie friendies? Flake, while he's sniffling and wiping away a figurative tear, says, I don't think I can be a part of a party like this. What he's really saying is that our interests and desires should be ignored, as they have been for decades, because we don't meet his high standards. That's cool, Jeff, I get it, but why are you now shocked that we decided that you don't meet ours? Flake has always been ready to wag his finger at us normal people for any leftist outlet that offers him a mic, but he never seemed to get that digit dancing for Obama. Iran deal enthusiast Bob Corker tried to do it on Twitter, a hilarious fail on par with Little Marco's pathetic attempt to go slam for slam with Trump during the primary. And Rubio at least seemed to learn the lesson. I mean, that's okay. He can be the learning animal. I sort of dig that. But Corker didn't, and when he called on his Tennessee supporters, they answered the phone, new phone, who dis? Loyalty is important, and but people in the Beltway bubble just don't get that. And in those horrible backward states that elect these guys, the normals, they kind of expect it. You don't stick your buddy in the back. And if you get into a jam in a bar, for example, your pal doesn't start whacking you with the pool cue. That's just not done. It is, as you might say, during a cocktail party on one of the conservatives, Inc.'s cruises. Bad form, old boy. Old bean, old chap. I saw a Twitter battle going on between somebody and the sanctimonious Senator Ben Sasse, who never met a conservative he didn't feel compelled to lecture. Sasse, as was observed, always votes our way. Golly, Ben, thanks for that. That's supposed to be a given. But thanks for pointing that out. The baseline, that's not an achievement. That should be an assumption. But it's not enough. Sasse goes on with Bill freaking Maher, and then, when not giggling at Maher's discussing racial epithets, proceeds to wow his host and the comic crowd with a discussion of how the people who elected him suck. That is completely unacceptable. We demand loyalty, like it or not. You don't get to cavort with the enemy and still get our votes. It's infuriating. It's intolerable. And that means we refuse to tolerate it. And if the leftist approval or ours, those are your choices. You get to choose one. Now, if you look on the Twitter discussion, you would notice that those of those in the Twitter sphere, those involved in the conversation, those that were in the military and law enforcement in particular, get particularly aggravated when someone purporting to have their backs takes that opportunity to plunge a K-bar in it. If the guy in your foxhole starts playing for the other team, you've got problems. Just ask those loyal heroes crippled looking for that useless waste of meat, Bo Bergdahl. But when you point this out to somebody like Ben Sasse, that's dismissed as macho posturing. And that's wrong. This is neither macho nor posturing. Though if you're going to posture, I would prefer the macho posturing to the wussy alternative we've seen far too often among the weak hearts that the left jilted by the voters who chose Trump. And it's not macho to despise those who give aid and comfort to the enemy or who go into the enemy's media to chastise the normals of the conservative base by adopting libelous leftist narratives about our alleged racism, sexism, and overall uncouthness. Is it couth to go to somebody like a young, a young Kate Beckinsale? Is it couth to go to a young Kate Beckinsale and say to her, give me a massage, and then start to pull my pants off? Is that couth? Is that what I need to be looking at? No. Simple loyalty to your own side is a base level expectation of manhood. You stand with your buddies, and it's not posturing either, and while not betraying your allies might not be just another pose among many one might adopt within the DCNY axis, sticking up for your own side is standard operating procedure for the rest of us. This whole loyalty issue is a big thing. It's a big component in this thing. And those politicians of you out there, I know you've got this whole long, the rest of your life air food thing figured out, but you might have a lot more free time coming up because we will find somebody that can get the job done. We don't have to put up with you. We found out what money does in an election. Your war chests are just a big number that doesn't mean anything as far as your continued employment. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. But designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Is Lock and Load. Allow me, if I may, to give you an astonishing example of the stupidity of gun control. Governor Moonbeam Jerry Brown of California with a K. He wants everyone to know he's tough on guns. But crimes with guns? Not so much. He signed into law a bill that removed mandatory minimum sentences for criminals who use guns in their crimes. It came on the heels of him signing into law new requirements for firearm retailers to add already lengthy packaging and literature warning requirements for firearms and ammunition. Let's take a moment to pause for a second and reflect. Firearms retailers are required to put bigger warning labels on their products because those who legally buy them might not understand they could be dangerous if not used properly. But a criminal who purposely uses a gun improperly in a crime won't be required to do jail time. It's not logical. It's ludicrous. Prior to this, the law in California required a criminal be sentenced to an additional 10 years on top of the sentencing for their particular crime. And it's not just Moonbeam who thought that was a smoking hot idea. The entire California legislature voted that measure into his desk. The new law, SB 620, started with Senator Stephen Bradford, Democrat from Gardena, who introduced the bill after a 17-year-old involved in a drive-by shooting was sentenced to 25 years, even though he denied shooting the gun. Oh, man. It's comforting to know that California with a K's law-abiding gun owners will continue to be put under a magnifying glass to satisfy a political agenda that demonizes them while not accomplishing any true measure of safety. Meanwhile, back on the ranch, with criminals who openly victimize the Golden State citizens, they won't have to worry about carrying that gun to commit their crimes. Governor Brown says they no longer have to do the added time. This shows clearly that Governor Brown and the rest of the anti-gun California legislature is more interested in scoring cheap points for their political base instead of pursuing and enforcing laws that will protect all of their citizens. And that's a shame. That means I'll never go to California. Ever. Not because I don't want to go to California. I want to go to California. I want to go to New York City. But not with this enforced monopoly on violence. No. And it's the whole precept behind the monopoly on violence in the gun grabber parlance is that the government has the monopoly on violence. But gun control basically takes that monopoly and shifts it over to the criminal. And the beat just goes on and on and on. Now, this vehicle attack, which we've seen a lot of these like in London. London's had a lot of these. Jaeger's right about that. Is it any surprise that happened in New York City? Or anywhere for that matter? And it could have been much worse if it were not for a courageous school bus driver. But this kind of an attack is very easily put together and easily exported. We'll see more of it. More of them. Single suspect is Middle Eastern and he yelled Allahu Akbar during the attack. What a surprise. He had the ISIS flag draped over the hood of his car or his rental truck. What a surprise. New York City's Marxist mayor almost immediately, or wishfully, declared that there was no ongoing threat long before he had any business saying any such thing. Leftists in and out of media typically tell you what they wish were true, not what is actually true. He also declared the suspect a lone wolf. Which, again, was more wishful thinking. Typically ineffective government response will be the imposition of new restriction on rental vehicles, which will, of course, have zero effect on terrorists. Similar attempts to impose burdensome restrictions on the private ownership of guns are also ineffective. Once more, we get a nice, fine episode of security theater, but very little actual security. So the things they don't want to do, they don't want to restrict immigration from terrorist nations. They want to adopt criminal profiling as standard LE procedure. They don't want to do that. Build a wall on our southern border. Don't want to do that. They don't want to deport illegal immigrants, and they don't want to jail those who come back. What can we do? We have to understand that we're on our own. We have to adopt personal preparedness as a way of life. You have to keep your head up. You have to tweak your lifestyle so that you reduce exposure to aggravated risk. Get out of New York City. Get out of New York State. You have to acquire effective military weapons and pistols and rifles and learn how to use them. And you have to go armed. And you have to have a rifle nearby. You have to be prepared to change plans, particularly travel plans, instantly. And then if you have to, you have to be ready to act decisively when necessary and think in advance about what you might have to do so you won't hesitate. Because you won't get a second chance. Terrorists will kill us all if we don't kill them first. And it's time that everyone in and out of government confront this stark truth squarely. Right now, Trump and our military is crushing them in the Middle East. We need to be prepared to do the same thing here in the U.S. You have to take it serious. Personal responsibility, you have to take that serious because that is for your own safety. Conversely, when you think you want to be a victim, history will happily accommodate you. No wavering. No regrets. Means making very hard choices. It means looking at things and making assessments that you don't necessarily want to do. And adjusting your day-to-day. I saw a video of a guy that is an influencer in New York City. This attack happened right in front of his place of residence, and he couldn't get to it. He didn't know what to do. He didn't know what it meant to be alone until then. But from James Baldwin, I give you this. No one is more dangerous than he who imagines himself pure in heart, for his purity is by definition unassailable. Something to think about. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the brotherhood.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Message and data rates may apply.
Sick of hair loss, thinning hair, bald spots? Ever thought about hair restoration? It's a life-changing decision. Thankfully, the first step is incredibly easy and absolutely free, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable their permanent solution to hair loss really is. Get yours by texting EASY44 to 85850. You'll see for free just how great your hair could look. Plus, we'll also give you a free gift card when you text EASY44 to 85850. Join the men and women all over the country who have come to Bosley, the world's most experienced hair restoration expert, for their permanent solution to hair loss. If you've ever thought about getting your hair back, don't miss this incredible offer. We're giving away an invaluable information kit absolutely free, plus a gift card for $250 off to everyone who texts EASY44 to 85850. That's EASY44 to 85850.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. For more fun stuff from No Gun Land, we have this intro 1724. This is a bill that the New York City Council, they approved this Thursday 2 days ago, requiring the police department to warn applicants for firearm licenses and permits about suicide and death. I got a question about that one. Shouldn't everybody? Well, first of all, isn't death inevitable? I mean, as soon as somebody figures out how to tell me what I can do to live for the rest, you know, the rest of time, pass it on, I'll consider it. But as far as I can tell, death is inevitable. Suicide, on the other hand, is something altogether different. Shouldn't we be talking to everyone about suicide? Shouldn't we be trying to prevent suicide? This bill is called Intro 1724, and this would instruct the NYPD to give a mandatory health warning on death and suicide risks. And it passed 44-2, and it heads to Mayor Bill de Blasio's desk for signature. New York City Council Speaker Melissa Mark Viverito prefaced the body's vote this week by equating it to the Surgeon General's warning on cigarettes, hoping to ignite a movement, a national movement, on the risks of gun ownership. JT's in the chat room tonight. He and I, when we go to the range, we're surrounded by health warnings. And because we respect what we're doing, we never, ever, 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 so far we haven't had any injuries from that. So them getting out there, this is them speaking to the choir. We know that guns are dangerous. That's why we carry them. Mark Viverito, let me make sure that I pronounce that right. Mark-Viverito said, "A majority of Americans believe that having a gun in their home makes them safer." Thanks for pointing that part out. That is true. and numerous studies have conclusively demonstrated the opposite is true. Well, no, just one bad one. She continues, the risk of suicide is higher in homes with guns. The risk of homicide is higher in homes with an abusive partner who owns a gun. And occupants are significantly more likely to die from accidental gunshot injuries in homes with guns. Let me just take that one statement and let's address that one, shall we? Okay, so if you have an abusive partner in your home with you and you have a gun, yes, it could be dangerous. Also, if you have knives, some potted plants, bottles full of fluid, you know, yeah, anything, because that abusive partner is a cruel, cruel person, and they're going to hurt you if they get a chance with whatever they find at hand. It doesn't mean that if you have a gun that your partner is abusive. I mean, back to JT's house, him and his bride carry guns. So I don't know how that one would work out. I guess it would depend on who was abusive first, who got the upper hand, but that doesn't happen. It's not happening. They want, also, what else do we have? The risk of homicide is higher in homes, blah, blah, blah. If you have guns in your home, you're more likely to have an accidental gunshot than if you didn't have a gun in your home. Can you have accidental gunshot wounds in a home with no guns? I would love to know how that one works. The risk of suicide. How can that be higher? The guns don't have any voices. I know people think they do, but they don't. But the warning would advise that the presence of a firearm in the home has been associated with an increased risk of death to self and others, including an increased risk of suicide, death during domestic violence incidents, and unintentional deaths to children and others. There we go, doing it for the kids. A fiscal impact analysis found the move won't cost the city anything in existing resources, but it would be used to implement the legislation. It passed the council's public safety committee on Monday, 6-1, with the committee chair, Councilwoman Vanessa Gibson, saying, these gun warnings are the first step to changing the public's conversation. No, they're not. How in New York, if you have a gun, and if you have a gun like everywhere else in the United States has a gun, you run afoul of the Sullivan Act. How can you be more of that? We, those of us that are outside of New York, we look at you and we say, you guys exist in a different world. And I wish that wasn't the case. This is a city of 8.5 million. They have just over 41,000 people licensed to possess firearms, 2,500 of those having the very rare carry permit. They have among the strongest licensing requirements in the nation and completely arbitrary. You can, they'll say, well, you have to demonstrate a need. So if you show up at the police department looking for that application, I don't know if that means you have to have a need right then, if you have to have a need coming up. I guess if you walked in there and somebody was on your back stabbing you in the back, you might be able to say, I have a need. The messed up part of this is not the first place that would have these kind of warnings. California with a K has required warnings on firearm certificates and instructional pamphlets since 1993. Current law mandates packaging of any firearm to carry a statement warning that children are attracted to. Gosh. They're attracted to and can operate firearms, and that if a child obtains and uses one, the owner would be subject to fines and imprisonment. Last year, Washington Governor Jay Inslee signed a measure that aims to drop the number of suicides through a partnership of pharmacies and gun dealers to develop materials and training to spot signs of someone at peril for what they term the nation's most preventable form of death in a state where the suicide rate is 14% higher than that of the national average. Among the mandates is the Department of Fish and Wildlife update their firearm law pamphlets with suicide prevention information. Here's the problem with that one. In order for that to be effective, that would mean that someone who is suicidal just happens to come across a Department of Fish and Wildlife pamphlet. It's a little bit, something like that is a little bit like the gun-free zone. the gun-free zone signs. With the gun-free zone sign, if that really worked, when I walked up on a gun-free zone sign and I'm a bad guy, I would walk up and I would say, I can't do it here. I can't shoot anybody here because it's gun-free. And then I'd be going, you know, I'd go looking for a place that doesn't have those signs. That doesn't work that way. That doesn't work that way. Suicide is a very sad thing. I mean, I read about people commit suicide for all kinds of reasons. All kinds of reasons. Brian Keith. Does anybody remember Brian Keith from Family Affair? And he was in a bunch of Burt Reynolds movies. He committed suicide. Yeah. Richard Farnsworth, that character actor that was, he was so good in some, last movie I saw him in was Tom Horn. He didn't start acting till he was older than I am. And then he got older, and then he couldn't move, and he couldn't walk, and he was basically crippled, so he killed himself. People kill themselves for all kinds of reasons. How do you prevent that? And how does increasing literature or getting, you know, if somebody's out there saying, well, I think I might commit suicide, what is a good way to do it? And then you see this gun with a warning sign that says, possession of this may cause you to commit suicide. That's probably exactly what you were looking for, isn't it? Maybe we could just, you know, try to find these people and treat them and take away the stigmatism associated with mental health and, I don't know, help them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. We sort of have, does anybody agree with me that we sort of have a undeclared, non-hostile, as far as real physical hostility, civil war? And do you not see the conditions for our next great struggle? Are they not already here at hand? Father against son, brother against brother, right against left. The tension is palpable. The rhetoric from both sides is ratcheting up to a fever pitch. And short of some type of intervention, the tension, the rhetoric could turn into bloodshed. And I'm talking sustained combat. Now, I don't know anybody that's seeking that. I don't, all of the people that I know that would actually be okay in the event something like that happened, they'd be quite fierce. They'd be good combatants to have on your side. They don't seek it. But they will not shy away from defending their families, their homes, their values, and their country. They also note that as historic defenders of our Second Amendment right, they are prepared to go to war if it comes to it. And while those facts are true, in that battle, we would persevere, and it would be quick. But there's a problem with that, because even when we win, we would lose. Now, the hard left wants a war. Their attempt to divide us by race and class and ideology are tactical. They want us to hate each other. Our experiment of liberty and self-rule stands in the way of their re-imposing authoritarian control over our populace, subsequently bringing about the long-sought-after one-world Marxist government. Hate and strife are very strong motivators. If you can be convinced that the rich man didn't build that, or the logical conclusion is that what he has should be mine, and if government is not going to redistribute his stuff to me, then I'm within my rights to take it by force. Now, recently, the leftist narrative has been a little different. It has been, Republican policies are killing people. Republican hate speech is a precursor to genocide. Can that lead to violence? Let's ask James Hodgkinson. He felt perfectly justified shooting Steve Scalise and others as a righteous act perpetrated to protect the millions of potential dead people as a result of Obamacare repeal and replace. Barack Obama, Bill Ayers, George Soros, all of their minions are forming an army in opposition to alleged fascists. In their tiny little minds, their violent actions are righteous. They have scheduled a nationwide protest for, you know, day after tomorrow. There will almost certainly be violence and bloodshed. Why would we lose? Because today we are America. All of us are America. We are a nation founded on self-rule, protected by our ideals and our Constitution. And as self-rulers, we exist because we deem it to be good. If and when we reach the point that we are literally at each other's throats, we are no longer a nation, but we become warring factions, set on a course toward imminent destruction. The left's desire for a second civil war is but a precursor for their attempts to have the UN deem that our Constitution is not the defense against war, but its cause. The oppressed will clamor for justice. The oppressors will be deemed enemies of mankind. The American left and the globalist counterparts will announce that the American experiment has failed. We will still be armed. And individually, we will still work to protect our families and our values, but our nation, even when we win that fight, will be inexorably changed. And that's a win for the left. So let me give you a postulation. Now, this is by no means a tactic, because I don't really know how this would work. I think our hand would be forced, but as our first move, we could let them try to exist in a vacuum, couldn't we? We don't have to meet them in the field. Although we probably will. I try very hard to get out there and imagine a world where, like, it's like War Games. You know, before Matthew Broderick was Ferris Bueller, he made War Games. And this was about a computer that became sort of self-aware, like HAL 9000 or Skynet. And it started to play a game. And then it was made to play itself. And it found out that it was a very strange game it was being asked to play, that being thermonuclear war. And that the best move was to not play the game because there was no clear-cut winner. Now, my question becomes, in a tactical setup, when we're looking at this, like, where I live, if they were to, who are they taking over exactly if they take over New York or California or Chicago or any of these places that are already run by leftists? That's my question. Who are they? They're not going to come around where I live and take it over. They're not going to be enough of them here to start a fight. We would not have to take to the streets. Law enforcement will deal with them. I know enough law enforcement to know that they will deal with them. Of course, we can be standing by and waiting to go, but think about the places like New York City where, you know, when this guy got out with his fake guns, there was nobody there to shoot back at him but another cop. A cop had to do it. And I'm glad a cop did it, and I'm glad a cop was there. But this guy wanted to commit suicide by cop, so now you know that that's what it came down to. They're working overtime to incite a second civil war. It is very tempting to take on the pajama boys of the Antifa. But that's exactly what they want. In fact, don't be surprised to see a false flag type event this weekend, structured to give the Antifas the moral high ground. Sometimes it is better not to be in the fight and to retire and wait for a better defensive strategy to come. Because I'm not talking, now defending yourself, that's one thing. I'm talking about defending the nation. Are we ready to watch that go as it is right now? Do I think the UN could come in and impose a couple things on us? No, not really. The UN can't do anything that we don't ask, you know, help them to do. Well, they can't enforce anything. I mean, if they come, let them come. We've been trying for 10 years to take over Afghanistan. And a bunch of Taliban bubbas have been holding us back with a weapon that was made out of three different countries. It's cannibalized from three different pieces. And we can't take them. 35,000 hardcore. They don't have all their teeth. They've never seen a toilet. Some of them have never lived indoors unless it was inside a mountain. And we can't beat them. So let them come. Let the UN come if that's what it comes to. But what it boils down to is this. If something does actually happen, where is it going to happen? It's probably going to happen in New York City, Chicago, Los Angeles, all of New Jersey, parts of Maryland, all these places where they already are. We might see some outliers happening in Denver, Colorado, possibly something in Texas somewhere, possibly Austin. And nobody will be able to tell the difference. They'll be running around hitting people, trying to hit their own people. They'll be hitting their own people. These are all these areas are controlled by leftists anyway. I would think really hard about going after some of these places like New York that has their own counter-terror force. Although I've never seen them put into play. You see them going around all the time. They're not going to play with too much of this stuff. So, if the blue cities fall to the Antifa in 2 days, is there going to be any difference? Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat.
Thepowermall.com.